What about dip?
A dip is something for cocktails where you more or less that you can dip, you know, and something mm-hmm. that's formal.
Do you ever use the word dope?
Dope?
To refer to like a sauce or
no.
dip or something? And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
Vittles? Chow?
Okay, but what's the more common word?
We use chow around here quite a bit.
Or if what you eat is called...
You ever eat his food?
Do you use the word vittles much?
No.
How does that sound?
Sound kind of hillbilly.
What do you mean hillbilly? Where would hillbilly?
Well, you would, like you would hear something maybe in the mountain area of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. And something kind of like a fruit pie. It's got several layers of fruit,
maybe apples, and strips of dough in it. You call that's that?
Cobbler.
Huh? Cobbler.
Any other name?
No, that's how I always refer those as
cobbler. Do you ever hear of deep apple pie or
a deep dish pie?
Huh?
Deep dish.
What's a deep dish pie? How's it different from a cobbler or a
well, it's basically the same thing.
As a cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
How's it different?
It's really not much different because you have a layer of dough, you have your dough, and you have your fruit. I mean, whatever you're making, it's basically the same. Some people call it deep dish, some people call it cobbler.
And?
You use apples and you use peaches.
Mm-hmm. You say, this morning at 7 o'clock I what breakfast?
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And food taken between regular meals, you call that a
snack.
And say if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right.
It's rancid.
Huh?
Rancid.
Okay. And when you let milk sit and get kind of thick, you call that
clabber.
What can you make with that?
Well, you can make dips out of it. Very good dips.
What kinds of dips?
Cheese dips. You can add Worcestershire and a little cheese to it. Chopped cheese and a little mayonnaise. Onion. Makes a good dip.
Is there any kind of cheese that you can make from the clabber?
Cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. When you say cream cheese, is that like what you get at the store, the solid? How do you make that?
My grandmother used to make it, and it was delicious, and you serve it with cream, thick cream.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to put it in a something like a sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then she served it over a thick cream.
And
it's just breakfast.
At the store, you can get what's called cottage cheese, and then like cream cheese, which is
yeah.
a solid block. Then there's something, this Creole, I haven't seen it sold except around here.
Creole.
Mm-hmm. Now, which is what you're talking about? Which one of those is the cream cheese you're talking about like? The Creole cheese is kind of solid, isn't it? But still.
Well, it's more seasoned. It's seasoned too. No, Creole cheese, yeah. It's got seasoning, I believe. I don't eat too much of it. I'm not too familiar with it. But I have seen it in stores.
Which is the cream cheese that your grandmother made? Which is that like?
Well, it'd be more akin, I would think, to... Well, the consistency of Philadelphia cream cheese, if you know what I'm talking about. But much, much better.
You just let it drip?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do after milking, get the impurities out.